This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oftentimes when you go on a ghost tour, you don't necessarily get much more than the history. And that's fine. Ghost tours don't oftentimes lead to paranormal experiences. They're to tell you about paranormal experiences. But every once in a while, certain tours through certain locations that may just hold more energy and more spirits than others, well, your odds do increase. Our next story is one of those tales of going through a very, very haunted location, the old Charleston Jail, a city literally built on top of a graveyard. The streets, the buildings, parking lots, you name it. Chances are there's a body underneath it, too. But at one time, above the ground, there were also individuals incarcerated in the old jail. For many years on end, angry souls, sad souls that would simply spend their final days behind those bars. And it seems for some, they're still there, still holding that anger, that rage. So it leads us to ask, did this group of women we're about to hear about experience that anger and rage of the deceased inmates while on a tour of that Charleston jail? Take a listen. Ever since I was little, I could sense and, on occasion, hear spirits. I'm pretty sure I'm an empath. I can also sense people's feelings, and they can sometimes project them on me, which can get intense. Emotions are like a tidal wave hitting you at times, but can be a blessing to help others around me in any way, and I do love it. This is just to get a little background on me for the story and how I got the photo that I want to talk about. This experience happened to me on April 10th of this year, 2021, so very recent. I just landed with my two best friends, sisters-in-law, for a girls' getaway to Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston was a dream within the harbor. The picturesque Spanish moss hanging from the trees, and of course, Rainbow Row, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a line of houses painted in bright and cheery pastel colors. It would seem like the most romantic and very Nicholas Sparksy type of place to go, but when night falls, the city comes alive. And the beauty is shadowing a place that is literally built on a graveyard. The entire downtown is nothing. But I was told we went on a haunted pub crawl and learned the bank next door and parking lot we were standing on, looking into the Circle Church graveyard, was built on a portion of the graveyard. So yes, there were graves under the parking drive-up ATM, the tube chute thing, was going possibly in between 18th century graves to deliver us our cash deposits. Fun times. We booked the last tour for the old city jail. It was about 10:30 p.m. Looking up at the old jail was something surreal. It was terrifying, a sight to behold, just something right out of a Stephen King novel, with the dark, dingy stone walls and hollow bar windows. Jail was still, like it was waiting for us to come inside. For some reason, I was always the first one in the dark room and always the last to leave. We went into a large open space of a room that was under construction in the back area, meaning the floor was walled halfway up so we can look over to the basement below, and scaffolding was to the ceiling from the basement. The rest of the room had cage-like cells, four in total, two on each side, and the middle was a large walkway leading from the large iron door. I stood in the middle of the group with my back to the half wall of the room, and we were instructed to stand shoulder touching shoulder in a horseshoe type fashion. When the guide shut off his flashlight, we were in pitch blackness. Only the street lights were coming in from the windows behind me. He struck a match and bent to light a candle on the floor in front of him. He stood in the middle of our half circle and told us the story of Levina Fisher, the first female serial killer in the United States of America. This was the room she was held in. And suddenly, you'd hear shuffling and gravel off to the far back corner of the room, just to the left, coming through the only door behind the cage cells. It sounded like someone just slowly started to pace or walk from there. I looked over towards the corner, and others noticed too, and without a sound, we all looked over in that direction. I saw no one was there, then shrugged it off, looked back at the guide. Like I said, we were all shoulder to shoulder, touching each other, so no one was moving, not even the guide. The guide continued without acknowledging the steps we were hearing with the story. The steps suddenly sounded like it was directly behind me. Others started to look my way. I felt like it was feet away behind me, like a predator creeping in on its prey. He was at my back. I could feel hot breath on my neck and that feeling of someone directly up on me without touching me. My heart started racing. My breathing became labored. I was suddenly dizzy. It felt like a massive anxiety attack, and I've never had one that bad before. It was not a good person, and it was not Levina. I suddenly felt a burning sensation just below the back of my neck as the guide tells people of the tours, experiencing panic-like attacks with a racing heart, breathing, faint-like feeling. Some scratch by Levina. I could tell it was not Levina. This was a man and a monster of a man in his life. I could feel it. I don't know which was worse, feeling the sensations I was feeling, or just seconds later, the guide telling me stories of others having the exact same experiences and not knowing about it. My sister-in-laws, one on each side of me, can see I saw, was having a reaction. I closed my eyes, concentrating on slowing my heart down and breathing, and said aloud enough to be a whisper, "Go away. You are not to touch me. You are not to follow me. You will not be following anyone. You will back off now. Saint Michael, defend me." My sister-in-law noticed I was talking to myself. I told her I was scratched. She looked at my neck and whispered back, "Yes, you were." It remained silent and calm until the guide was onto the next room so I could not spoil experiences for others on the tour or frighten them, just in case they could not handle it. I could tell some were not doing all that good. I walked out of that room, the last one out. The guide was holding the door open for us. I told him what happened, and he saw the scratch. I told him this was not Levina. She was there, but this was not her. Her beef, if you will, was with men. And this was a prison full of men and some monsters of men. That was what I encountered in that room. I told him I was able to communicate and continue being calm. "It happens," he said so. So in the next room, we walked down a basement corridor. I was again the first in the room. Everyone would wait in the hall for lights first to go in, since the room was pitch black and it was crowded in the hall. Someone had to do it. So yeah, I walked in first. They followed. There was an old-fashioned wheelchair in the room. Suddenly, I heard a woman in the room above me crying like a devastated wail of a sob, just utter pure despair. The room above us was the room I was scratched in. My sister-in-law was right behind me. She stopped and looked at me and pointed to the ceiling. She mouthed to me, "Did you hear that?" I said in a whisper and leaned in, "It's Levina." My sister-in-law said it was like a scream, but I heard a wail. No one else seemed to notice, and the guide came in and started the story of the chair. So we just left it at that. As soon as we all filed out of the room and down the hall to the last room of the tour, I was last out, story of my life. I was taking pictures of the room backing out of it. My sister-in-law called out to me, "Hurry up or I'm leaving you." I suddenly heard shuffling in the gravel again behind me. I looked and said, "Coming," thinking it was her. She was walking down the hall on the opposite end of it, mind you, with the group. So she left me. The shuffling continued over the corner room, which she did not go into. It was directly across from the wheelchair room we were in. I stopped and took one photo, and that was it. I had to get back with the group. I was alone in a very dark and very haunted prison. I knew someone was there, though, and was of right mind to snap a pic in that direction at that time. We ended the tour shortly after and walked out looking at the picture I saw in the hall. I noticed immediately a light rod off the left side of the photo. There were no cobwebs, mind you. The jail was old and dingy, yes, but well taken care of and clean to its best ability. I'm almost 5'4", so I would have noticed a cobweb hanging as well as 20 people that just walked through it. Then I noticed something in the doorway behind it, a transparent mass-like blocking the inseam of the iron jail bar door. I lightened the pick and zoomed in, and I was horrified. It was a man peeking from around the corner, just mid-shoulders, up, this horrifying look like the Crypt Keeper face, and dare I say, grim smile. I've sent the picture, and like I said, I've lightened it up a bit since my flash on my phone's camera, and a red exit light was the only light at this point for me in the room, and it just helps to make the image pop out better. I also have a picture of the scratch, if you want to see that scratch. It was taken moments after in Levina's room. The Charleston area is quite literally filled with ghosts of the past and beauty around it. I'd recommend a visit to the city, as well for the old city jail. Only if you can handle it. The next day we ate at Pogan's Porch, which not only has amazing southern comfort food, but has reported hauntings of Pogan, a loving pooch that passed there, seen or felt along with the former owner Zoe. Might not be so loving, though. We cannot leave without buying a Pogan. Got a stuffed animal that looked like the beloved pet, which I'm sure my nieces adore. While I was leaving, I bumped into a man who just 3 days before was on a tour with the same old city jail ghost tour, and he then showed me a photo that I remember the guide showing us just before we entered the jail. I cannot believe it. I bumped into another that just days before had a somewhat similar experience. It was taken to the back outside stairs, which was covered, and in the doorway you can clearly see two men in what looked like soldier, maybe Confederate uniforms. One was standing in the doorway, the other was to the left side of him, sort of half turned, both men looking at the tour group, and both very transparent. The old city jail is filled with history, not the happy kind. Respect the history and learn from it. Thank you so much for listening to one of my stories. I'll call in and tell you more stories of my haunted childhood home very soon.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.